Take social studies off the back burner with time-saving, easy-to-prep, and engaging resources at your fingertips. If you're a third through fifth grade educator who wants engaging and quality social studies resources all in one place, wants to maximize your time to prep and teach social studies, and you want social studies to be fun for your students, you might be a good candidate for the Smart and Simple Social Studies membership. This is something that I'm currently in the works of finalizing and putting the finishing touches on. You can get on the waitlist to be notified when the membership will be open. All you have to do is go to smartandsimplesocialstudies.com. Once you join the waitlist, you will be in the know on when the membership will be open next. This is the Social Studies Teacher Podcast, a show for busy elementary teachers looking for fun and engaging ways to easily add social studies into their classroom schedule without feeling overwhelmed or pressed for time. I'm Kirsten of the Southern Teach, an educator and mom who is passionate about all things social studies. I love sharing ideas and strategies that are low prep and easy to implement. So let's dive in together. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Social Studies Teacher Podcast. This episode is all about four low prep and engaging Veterans Day activities for your students. While I am not a veteran, I do have many family members, including my dad, both of my grandpas, uncles. We are a military family for sure. And I applaud all of those veterans who have served our country. They have so much bravery. And I think it's so important to make sure we spend some time incorporating the holiday with our students. And I know that, of course, sometimes we're not really able to because there's not enough time to incorporate social studies in the first place. But these activities that I share with you are really going to take no more than 20 to 30 minutes. It definitely can be done under 30 minutes. It can be integrated into your ELA block or your science block. Just taking some time to really actually talk about Veterans Day, I think, is so important and necessary. So the first really cool, engaging way would be to conduct a Nearpod lesson with your class. I did mention a previous episode about how Nearpod is so awesome. They have Nearpod lessons for pretty much anything you can think about, but there are some Veterans Day lessons just for grades 3 through 5, but they also have 6 through 8, 9 through 12, and it's just an easy slideshow lesson that can be done with their devices, your students' devices. You can either assign for them to work on it independently, or you can do it as a whole group. So there's two options. So, I mean, you can really have it as even as homework or something like that, but definitely recommend doing the whole group version where you have your projector on the screen with the teacher slides, but then also there's the students have their own devices out and they get to answer the prompts and the questions and look through all of the activities on their own device. So Nearpod is super cool to utilize with Veterans Day. There's pretty much a topic on anything under the sun. The second really cool activity, super simple, is just to write and send a letter to a veteran. You can take the time to discuss the main parts of a friendly letter with the class. Then after that, give them some notebook paper, or you can have, you know, a set paper that you make copies of so that they can write and illustrate a letter, and just have students write a positive and meaningful letter to a veteran. They can send it home, and maybe, you know, if they have a veteran at home that they'd like to give it to, or you can send them to a local veterans organization. There's also a website called amillionthanks.org/letter where you can ship your letters to that organization and they will distribute it to military members. So there's three different options that you can do, but definitely Writing and sending a letter after talking about Veterans Day, talking about the parts of a friendly letter, can be very beneficial, great activity for students. A third activity would be to have students complete a Veterans Day web quest activity with a partner. So this is something that I do offer in my TPT store among other holidays. Got a whole bunch of different web quest activities, but the Veterans Day web quest can be done easily. They just go to a website that's in the actual worksheet, and then they can fill in the blanks. They'll learn about what Veterans Day is, why it's important, how people celebrate it. And there's also an extension activity that students can do as like a fast finisher activity or just as an extra activity. And then the fourth way to have students engaged and learn about Veterans Day would just be to compare and contrast Veterans Day with another similar but different holiday, Memorial Day, on anchor chart paper. So you could search Brain Pop videos or YouTube videos on Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Just simple 5-minute video for each of those holidays. And then as a class, create a Venn diagram and compare and contrast Veterans Day and Memorial Day, thinking about what's similar about those holidays, putting that in the middle of the Venn diagram, and then having the differences on the outer circles. This can be something that you can do as a whole group, or you can have students even do it as, you know, like in pairs or in smaller groups, and they can work around the room and share their findings as a whole group, giving them about 10 minutes, 15 minutes to compare and contrast, and then coming together as a whole group and talking about it. So that's something that you can do that's easily done in under 30 minutes. So let me recap those four different ways you can incorporate fun and low prep, but still engaging activities about Veterans Day. Just do a Nearpod. I totally recommend you get an account. It's for free. You can sign up for free as a teacher. Another one would be to have students write a friendly letter to a veteran. The third way would be to complete a Veterans Day web quest. And the fourth way would be to watch a couple of Brain Pop videos or super short videos about Veterans Day and Memorial Day and compare and contrast them so they can see what's similar and different about these holidays. All right, well, hopefully these ideas helped you out and get your brain thinking about different ways you can incorporate it. It's super easy to do in the time you have. It's just a matter of really getting that chance to implement it. All right, well, that's it for today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Thanks for listening to the Social Studies Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, hit that subscribe button and leave a review. I would love to hear your thoughts. You can also find me on Instagram at The Southern Teach. I can't wait for you to join me in the next episode for more teacher tips and strategies. Something's a-brewing at the Southern Teach TPT store. If you have not heard already, I'm in the works of creating a year-long social studies curriculum for communities, Texas history, and U.S. history. The guided Smart and Simple social studies curriculum is daily lessons and activities that are bite-sized and can easily be implemented in 30 to 45 minutes. It's TEKS-aligned for all you Texas teachers, but it's still flexible enough to use in any order or with any state curriculum. And each social studies unit has everything you need to simply teach social studies. Easy-to-follow lesson plans, guided notes, practice activities, exit tickets, and so much more. It's everything you need to implement engaging social studies lessons that students love and teachers enjoy, because it's so comprehensive and super easy to prep. Right now, you can purchase any of the bundles for 20% off. If you're interested, you can head over to my TPT store. The link is in the description, and my name is The Southern Teach.